the Showboat Casino in Atlantic City is closing. Maybe not a big deal all by itself, but the news comes just a week after another boardwalk casino there, Revel, announced it was in bankruptcy and will close this summer unless it finds a buyer. And just 6 months after a third casino, the Atlantic Club, closed. New Jersey Assemblyman Vince Mazzio represents Atlantic County, which includes Atlantic City, and he's with us now from his office in Northfield, New Jersey. And Assemblyman, you must be pretty concerned about all this.
We certainly are, because that has to do with jobs. And if you look at Atlantic Club, if you look at the Revel and Showboat, you know, that's, well, it would be up over 6,000 employees that would lose their jobs. We certainly don't like to see that happening. And I'm very concerned about the, you know, the welfare of these employees and what it means to their families and, of course, to the whole region, because we count on these people to come and, you know, they spend their money and they live here and they shop, and it affects the whole region.
Well, what does it mean for Atlantic City?
For Atlantic City, it means that, you know, we've been trying to focus on the non-gaming area, and by these casinos closing, we certainly have to look at, you know, speeding it up as far as the non-gaming events, as far as the free concerts on the beach. The area itself is changing because of the competition that happened. You know, we went from a $5 billion revenue a few years back. Now we're down to $2.5 billion. So
wow.
I guess from the Caesars Entertainment perspective, they certainly, you know, are looking to downsize as far as the gaming properties they have. But, you know, we certainly hate to see that because of the employees involved.
And you attribute this basically to the competition in other states, that now people can gamble in Pennsylvania, Maryland, New York, and other surrounding states.
That has a lot to do with it. You know, I think that everybody's on the same page exactly as, you know, what caused this downturn. Of course, the economy didn't help for the last 5 or 6 years. And the possibility of, you know, when we have more competition, and that's why, you know, we're trying to keep this model. You know, the government right now, I think everybody's on the same page as far as the governor down to the mayor of Atlantic City of this tourism district and trying to make it work, where we have to shift from a gaming industry to a non-gaming industry. And, you know, the casinos, of course, will be a big part of that. But we have to look at different ways of bringing people, making a family destination and a place to come on vacation, and, you know, and casino gambling will be part of that, but certainly we'll have different amenities that everybody can enjoy.
Well, do you see it becoming, when you say family destination, is it going to be a place like Cape May or a place like Fort Lauderdale, or how do you see Atlantic City emerging from this?
If you look at the history of Atlantic City, it always had some changes through the years. I mean, you know, years ago it was a family destination. People used to come down, and I think it'll have an identity of its own, where, you know, possibly the dining is, if you ever dine in Atlantic City, it's very, very, very good dining, great dining as far as restaurants. That's an attraction. We have a beach. That's another attraction. We have things for family to enjoy, and I think they're establishing this summer. They're doing concerts, free concerts. I think it's going to be there's over 200,000 tickets sold there. So these type of things will make an attraction. Now, the vision that I have Atlantic City going forward, I think it's going to be a work in progress, where it establishes itself, and casino gambling will be part of that. So it'll be a little different than certain other areas of resorts, but it'll be attraction. I think that if a family wants to come down and spend a week, I think it'll be doable, and I think it'll be a great place to visit. If everybody works together and makes this, you know, a clean place, a safe place, and has these amenities that everybody can enjoy.
I was talking to somebody who's been going to Atlantic City for many decades now every summer, who said the problem here was that these casinos, even the ones that are making money, aren't putting it back into the community. So often you have casinos that are surrounded by dilapidated streets and buildings.
Yeah, well, that's an issue that I hope right now is being corrected. But, you know, there has been talk years past when everybody, and I'll use the term fat and happy, we were the second only, you know, Nevada. There was Nevada, and then there was Atlantic City, where I would think that the corporate mindset was to keep everything and keep the casino, the gamblers inside the casinos. And, you know, there was money, of course, invested through the Creta, and some of that money, I don't know where it funneled to, but it certainly didn't help fix the infrastructure of Atlantic City. And I think that's changed through this tourism district where the money stays in Atlantic City. And, you know, the Atlantic City Alliance is the marketing. They get $30 million a year. And I think their dollars are being put in the right place. So, you know, it's the term I like to use is synergy, all parts working as a whole to reach a common goal. And I think that we certainly have that going on now. And, you know, I'm going to be an eternal optimist. I think that we could make this right in Atlantic City and bring it back to where we want it to be. And, you know, the economy, we had the perfect storm, the economy, the competition, and, you know, it kind of took us apart a little bit as far as the downturn. But, you know, we're trying to make it right, and I think if everybody's working together, we can do it.
At the same time, you are a beach resort city that is very close to some major metropolitan areas. It's sort of surprising that it's had such a hard time given that.
Yeah, and, you know, people come in from other countries, and they go to New York, and they go to Philly, and they go to, you know, say they come into Baltimore. I mean, you think about it, it's only an hour to two, maybe 2.5 hours to get to Atlantic City. That could be a 2-day stop, because people do come, they fly into Baltimore or Philadelphia, and they go down to Washington to see the Capitol and things of that nature. And I think Atlantic City should be in that mix. So I think that's a part that has to be marketed. And I think in some regards they're trying to do it, but it has to be a little bit more focus, I think, on that respect of bringing some other people from other destinations into Atlantic City.
Assemblyman, one more question. There is a debate going on in other states about whether to bring casinos in to begin with. What would your message be to people about that?
Well, I think that it's a saturated market right now as far as every state is creating casino gambling. And, you know, it's a great tax revenue if you're making money. Now, if you can heed my warning about Atlantic City, if the market gets oversaturated, of course, the economy of scales aren't in your favor. And certainly, you know, if other states are want to look at casino gambling, I would take baby steps and make sure you evaluate it in a way that benefits your state and you don't run into problems like Atlantic City did in the last, I'd say, 5 to 6 years.
Assemblyman Vince Mazzio represents Atlantic County, which includes Atlantic City, in the State Assembly in New Jersey. Assemblyman, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.